Michael Ostrowski joining us. First of all, there's a grant application in the works, and part of the old lullaby site is involved. What's that about?
That is correct. Part of the old lullaby site does have some contamination. The levels really are currently unknown. We do know a little bit about it, but what this grant does is it allows us to do a couple phase ones and phase two on the property to learn a little bit more what the actual contamination levels are and get a final report to know what it takes to clean that stuff up.
And just to clarify, we should let people know that this is the vacant site immediately north of the old mall.
That is correct. It's about a four-acre property north of the mall and east of 3rd Street.
For those that watch the fireworks in the summertime, they're probably sitting on that piece.
That is correct.
What is the step in the grant application, and what is approved tonight?
What is approved tonight and will also go to council, any grants that the city applies for does need to have the approval by finance and council, just in case there were any matching funds that we can meet those obligations. This one does not have any matching funds, so after the approval of council, we would be able to apply for the funds. There is no deadline for the grant, however, there are finite monies available, about $400,000, so we would apply probably in December and hopefully hear back in early January or late January.
What else are you working on? I understand that 3rd Street's almost done, and some of the other progress around the old Center Point Marketplace is coming along nicely.
Correct. We're moving forward on 3rd Street. We hope to have that completed this Thursday. Demolition continues on the remainder of the mall. We recently received a site assessment grant to work on environmental contamination on the former Dunright cleaner spot, which the mall currently sits on.
Any word on the Madison developer for the old Dunham Sports building?
We're still working with them. We actually have a conversation with them that we'll be having tomorrow.